evening, everybody. Welcome to Let's Talk Assassin's Creed, your number one podcast for all things Assassin's Creed. Today's a bit of a unique episode. We cannot do a deep dive at the moment. Original plan was to do a deep dive by this Saturday, but sadly the game didn't arrive till Thursday the 12th. So to keep the episode going, I've decided to do a first impressions. Basically what this means is I played it for 2 hours now. I'm in love with it, but I don't have enough evidence in-game to provide a helpful and honest review, because at this moment, my experience has been, in the past 2 hours, very pleasant, no bugs, no issues, some slight combat issues that are personal, but nothing that I could sit down for a good 20, 15 minutes and say, yeah, this is my honest deep dive, this is what's wrong, this is what I like. So this is just first impressions. I'm not going to go into too much about the combat, the world, and everything. I'm just going to tell you what I'm loving and why I'm loving it, and maybe touch on the last impressions episode with Arshak and Andrew from Visions. You know, give a little backstory of how things have changed from what we expected. So thank you all for tuning in, and let's jump in. So first impressions. I can't fault it. That's my honest, generally first impression. In the 2 hours I've played, the world and the story has just hit me in the face. The intro, I am keeping it spoiler free, so the intro, I won't say much, but I had to pick up my jaw. It's fantastic. And Assassin's Creed has always had a history of really great introductions in the series. So you watch a cinematic, do a little bit of gameplay, and then boom, this is the game. The only games I've found with the intros were, I'm going to say hit and miss, I don't mind them, but I don't hate them, would have to be Odysseys. I liked it, the cinematic approach, you know, you play as Leonidas, Battle of 300, well, I know it's not the Battle of 300, but it's the battle that the movie describes, and you play that and you get that really high energy action vibe straight away. I'm not really a big fan of Assassin's Creed 3's introduction. And Unity's, I'm still not a big fan of Unity's introduction. But the rest of the Assassin's Creed introductions have always been really cool. Like how Black Flag starts, I really love just thrust in the action. You know, you see the pirate ship go down, you wash on a beach, and now you're chasing, well, you don't realize this until the end, but an assassin. And really great way to get into it. But the best introductions in the series before Valhalla, in my opinion, was Revelations. I really love that introduction. You know, the whole Ezio, you think, okay, he's done for. Then he sees Altair's memory. We'll call it memory, but it's more of a ghost. And, you know, that was kind of cool. Kind of give an idea of what was coming. And then the one that's always been on top of my list would have to be Origins, because that whole moment of before the game even starts to try the combat in the world, that cutscene with one of the Order of Ancients and the rage and anger Bayek is able to display just by using the words that day in Siwa, that whole line, it was just resonates with you. And this is what Valhalla does. You play intro, you giving this cool little introduction into the mythology. No spoilers there, but you'll see what I mean. And then a little bit of gameplay, another cinematic, then a holy hell moment. I actually did say that on the YouTube live reaction. And then the game starts. And you're just sitting there thinking, what happened? You know, there's not a lot of answers. You know, the intro's really simple in the sense of you know what's going on. But it's what happens during that that kind of makes you a bit more intensified. I liked how, compared to Odyssey, where Odyssey was a little bit cinematic, a full-on fight as Leonidas, is just the best way to explain it. This one was more cinematic, a little bit of interaction, cinematic, boom, game starts, you choose, male, female, or the Animus Choice. Now, I chose the Animus Choice because on the Twitter I did do that poll asking what you guys would love to see, and a lot of you did say you want to see the Animus Choice because it is the default choice, but I was kind of curious how it would feel, and I'll go into more detail in the deep dive, but I can safely say I'm impressed that I picked the defaults, and it jumped me into female Eivor straight away. I'm very impressed because the marketing has been heavy male Eivor. So I was very impressed to jump in and in the 2 hours just play as female Eivor. This is a character that we're not seeing much in the marketing, sorry. But you know, you're playing as her and it's really great. The voice acting's fantastic. You're really believable. The emotions and bringing that character to life is really cool. And I am excited to play the streams with Magnus Braun, who plays the male Eivor. I am looking forward to seeing how they're able to pull them apart, because Odyssey has that a bit cookie cutter effect. I did play mainly Cassandra, so I can't give you an honest thing about what Alexios was like. I just know from chatting to fans and images, Alexios is a great, the person behind it is a great voice actor, but the way the character is built, it's a bit iffy. So enough on the character, like, just really brief, everything else is just fantastic. You know, when you're in the first location, Norway, which isn't a spoiler, we all know we start in Norway, the world is breathtaking, and it's kind of a double-edged sword, if I will, that you would expect at this crossroad of generation where we're hitting next gen right now, and we're getting this cross-platform game just like Black Flag was. But from what I've seen, Black Flag PS3 to Black Flag PS4, there's not much different. There is a lot more high definition, a bit more crisper, and a bit more vibrant. And with Valhalla, you expected, in my opinion, to see a downgraded version compared to the PS5 and the Xbox One X, because they're more powerful. Their SSDs are able to load in the worlds quicker, give them more vibrant, more draw distance, make the games alive. And you'd expect of how powerful they are compared to the Xbox One and the PS4. I play on Slim, preferably. You'd expect there to be some sort of downgrade. You know, the world's not going to look as nice. You know, you can have loading issues. And really, the loading time, I don't feel a problem so far. It's just a standard load time. It doesn't feel like it's any slower. So that's a big plus. But the world on a PS4 Slim is beautiful. I know it'll probably look better on next-gen consoles, but as a cross-gen game, looking this beautiful and still looking a bit more crisp, it's kind of nice. You know, I was worried of the downgrade, but there's no downgrade. You know, there's times where in Norway you look across the ocean and you see the sunset and you can see the ray effect of the sunshine. You know, the northern lights look clear and crisp, and I'm happy to say that it looks like they have just put a lot of effort and thought into making the world as beautiful, as vibrant, as breathtaking on the last gen, as I'm calling it, instead of just focusing heavily on next gen. So it's a good balance, and I was just kind of worried more than anything just because, you know, Xbox Series X and PS5s are more powerful, so it's great to see the world hasn't been compromised. And some of the new approaches over Odyssey, on a first impression basis, are a lot better. You know, I'm liking combat a bit more. I'm liking the fact that I don't have abilities. You know, for some reason that kind of feels a bit more god. I don't feel as godly, you know. Just in Norway, I don't have any abilities yet, so combat is just the basic origin style. Hack and slash and shoot from afar, which is working very well. I'll go more into the deep dive. I am slightly annoyed and miffed that even in Norway, I've tried it a couple of times on the live stream, you can't sneak attack. And maybe it's because of how the game's portrayed or how Eivor was, but I remember once being on a roof And there's a guy underneath us and expected to be able to do some drop attack or maybe a sneak attack. But that's something you've got to consciously do. So you've got to jump off and remember to hold R1 or R2 for a heavy drop. Whereas in normal games, you may get this little drop attack little icon, you think, click it. So I wish it was there already, but I'm going to keep praising the game, honestly. I have seen a lot of chatter and talk, so this game having a lot of bugs, which thankfully I haven't seen any, but I don't feel this game is as buggy as Unity's release, so I'm impressed by that it's not as buggy. And yeah, I really just think I'm talking so much positivity that it may sound like I can't complain about the game, and you are right. I have no complaints for Valhalla. To be honest, this is perfect. 100% perfect so far. I'm expecting by Wednesday next week, I'm playing a bit of an exploration off stream. Just, you know, getting a feel of the world, do some photo mode, get everything ironed out. And then a couple of more live streams for the story. So I know by Wednesday, first of next week, I'll have a good 10 to 11 hours in game to offer you a more rounded approach. So if you're listening to this episode now and you're thinking, well, you're very positive, just know that I'm being positive because I don't find it fair to give criticism too much when I haven't had enough experience with criticism. You know, I do have a few myths and annoyances, like I'm not sold on dual wielding yet. You know, I'm finding it a bit cumbersome the way the left attack is mapped on the same button as parry. So you think you're going for a left attack and so you go for a parry, but I haven't tried it enough. So this is the whole problem. I'm playing it now and I'm exploring the world and I want to share how I feel, but I haven't played enough to give a true representation of how this game is. And so far, I would recommend it to anyone, and I would love to hear your thoughts if you play it on next gen, how the game feels, because playing on PS4 Slim, the game's fantastic for what it is. It's beautiful, it's smooth, the loading times are as long as Origins and Odyssey, but thankfully we get that godsend of an interactive world. So even though it feels a bit, maybe feel a bit longer, actually feels shorter because you're moving around, you're interacting a little bit, you can do some combat, shooting arrows. It's just mindfulness that you can do just for a bit of fun. You know, there's no rhyme or reason to do the load screens, but it's nice to have them back. And it feels like it's one of the many nods to the old games, you know, and a little bit of an interactive load screen as soon as Origins. And the load screens on Black Flag and the other games that had it, it's good to see the back. And I think the team's doing everything they can to make this game feel as much like a fan service to fans that have been playing since day one, like me, and enough to say to new people, this is Assassin's Creed. Come try it out. And my last impression I'm going to leave you with on Valhalla is it seems Ubisoft has hit a wall. Now, this isn't a bad thing. This is a good thing. Because now they've hit this wall, they know not to go over it, but to keep along the wall. Now, it's tough, but I'll explain. Origins built the wall. And that was basically to show how could Assassin's Creed take all the RPG mechanics they've ever added since 2, and put it into a fully fledged RPG Assassin's Creed, and it being good. Odyssey took that wall and tried to go over the wall. You know, how far can we push Assassin's Creed in the RPG till it starts to become a more iffy version of Assassin's Creed? It's still an Assassin's Creed game with the lore, the story, and the representation, but with the abilities and it weighs heavily on mythology and sci-fi like the Isu, that a lot of fans did think, well, we want it more grounded but heavy in the lore. So Odyssey pushed the game over the wall, whereas it seems Valhalla's putting it back down to the wall and keeping it level to the point where it is, this is how far we can go by an RPG and stay level with the formula that we've all loved. And it's hard to visualize. I know I visualize a lot in my head, but I probably will talk about it in another episode, but truth is, Assassin's Creed has always been a mini, and I'm going to call it an RPG-like game. Always has been since 2. I think 1 was the only game that didn't have many RPG mechanics, but since 2, you know, we've had the basic inventory system, money management, villa building, health upgrades, armor upgrades, Unity again, a bit more. Well, 3 had the homestead, 4 had the villa, I mean the great iguana and the crafting, same as 3. Unity had a bit more in depth, Syndicate had a bit more in depth with perks, and as I said, Origins built the wall. This is all the RPG mechanics we've ever tried, slap it into an Assassin's Creed game, give it some Assassin's Creed lore, some familiar gameplay. Can it stay in the bracket of Assassin's Creed and feel good? And it did. Odyssey took that, threw it over the wall, and was like, yeah, you know, let's see how far we can push to the limits. Where's the wall? Where's the stopping point? And I really think Odyssey should be the stopping point. It was a great game. Loved it. You've seen my deep dive. I do have some faults with it. But it is an alright game. And I like to see that Valhalla's come back a bit and it's finding that groove. And like I said, this is perfect because more Assassin's Creed should be like Valhalla. It's grounded. I have took some mushrooms in-game that made me see some weird trippy portals linked to mythology. But it felt grounded. That's the weird part about it. You knew it was sci-fi, you knew it was mythology, you knew it was weird, but it felt grounded. And if they can keep doing this, I can guarantee that Assassin's Creed will find its proper footing in the RPG market. So thank you for hearing me waffle on about my impressions of how it's going. And I'm excited to say that next week, like I said, I will be doing a full deep dive. I promise we'll go into pros, cons, stuff I don't like, stuff I do like. And as I did mention at the start, just a quick nod back to last week's episode with our final thoughts. We seem to be overreaching expectations. We expected this level, and to me, my expectations in that final thought have been met, and then some. But I'm still in Norway, so I expect that when I hit England, it's going to go from them some to more and more. So my expectation bar's gone from can't wait to I'm glad I got this game and I can't wait to keep playing. That's my first impressions. This game is fantastic. Would recommend it. You know where my Twitter is, so please come on by at AC Let's Talk. Please share some photos. Let's talk. Let's get talking Valhalla. Hashtag like an assassin. This game is fantastic. You will all see me next week. I will be live streaming a couple of episodes where I'll be doing a bit more of the story. And then we'll be doing a great big deep dive on how I feel the series is going, the game is going so far. So thank you all for tuning in, and I can't wait to see you all next week.